This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The highly unimaginative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and Star Wars were among the most commonly used passwords of 2015. Hackers say, thanks for that. Faculty and adjuncts at the University of Minnesota say they have a majority of support and are preparing to file for an election to be represented by the Service Employees International Union. More than $10 billion from student fees and subsidies has been spent on public university sports programs since 2010. It is estimated that 100 million people will be driven into extreme poverty by 2030 because of climate change. Total value of assets taken from U.S. citizens by federal law enforcement officers in 2014 was $5.2 billion. Burglars only took $3.9 billion. A woman has become the first full-time assistant coach in the NFL for the Buffalo Bills. In the past 6 months, more than 7,500 borrowers owing $164 million have applied to have their student loans expunged under an obscure federal law that has been applied only 3 times before last year. Governor of Illinois is trying to break the public employees union AFSCME that represents 40,000 state workers, has asked the state labor board there to declare an impasse so we can implement merit raises rather than raises across the board. Walmart, having earlier promised workers a minimum of $10 per hour, now says all hourly workers will be put at least at a 2% bump. Public schools at the primary level in Ireland are run by the Catholic Church, which has the right to exclude children for religious reasons and is now being accused of discrimination. Appeals court has rejected the efforts by 27 states and dozens of corporations and industries to block Obama administration's coal plant regulations. Hillary Clinton and President Clinton have earned an excess of $125 million in speaking income since leaving the White House in 2001, one-fifth of it in the last 2 years. Monopoly concerns are being expressed by media advocates and others to the FCC about the proposed $67.1 billion merger of Charter Communications with Times Warner Cable and Bright House Networks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.